Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of using iOS 6 with VoiceOver. And in this demonstration, I just want to go through using the new feature that allows you to post to Facebook or post to Twitter using your notifications status option, which of course is a three-finger flick down from your status menu. So before I get started, let me just say that my iPhone, in my case 4S, is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. And just a note, I've currently got hints turned off in VoiceOver. So the first thing we need to do is go into the settings and make sure that we've got the Facebook and Twitter accounts enabled, i.e. you've logged into either account. So of course, to find that, I need to locate my settings icon on my home screen. And with VoiceOver, that's a one-finger flick left or right to move item by item, or drag your finger around to find the icon. Once you've found it, it's a one-finger double tap to activate. So I'll do that now. Just touch the screen.
New stand folder. Zero items.
And do one-finger flick to the right.
iTunes. App Store. Settings.
Okay, and there's my settings icon. One-finger double tap.
Settings.
And I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
General. Button.
And I'm going to keep flicking, one-finger flick to the right to get to other options on the screen.
Sounds, brightness and privacy, iCloud, mail, notes, reminders, phone, messages, FaceTime, maps, Safari, iTunes and app, music, videos, photos and cam, iBooks, iTunes U, Twitter, button.
Okay, there's Twitter. And if I want one more,
Facebook,
there's Facebook. Button. So if I one finger flick to the left,
Twitter, button.
Double tap.
Twitter, settings, back
and
button.
One finger flick to the right,
Twitter, heading. Twitter. Twitter Incorporated. Button. Installed. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, so I've got an option here to install the default Twitter app, which I actually did on my iPhone. Even though I tend to use the Tweetless Pro application, I just wanted to install that one by default anyway. So one finger flick to the right.
At Woodbridge. Button.
Okay, so that's my Twitter account. D. Woodbridge.
Add account. Button.
Okay, add an account.
Update contacts. Button.
Update contacts.
Twitter will use email addresses and phone numbers from your contacts to add Twitter usernames and photos to your contact cards. Heading.
Okay, one finger flick to the right. And that's it. Okay. So if I was to add another account, I could choose the Add Account button. Basically, when you first start this up, if it's your first time you're doing it, you could just enter your default Twitter name and password and, of course, authorize it with your Twitter main account. Okay, so obviously mine's already set up, so I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub to go back to the previous screen.
Settings. Heading.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Airplane mode.
Okay, let me go and find my general button again.
General. Button.
And very quickly, one finger flick down back to Facebook.
Sound. Bright. Private. iCloud. Mail. No. Remind. Phone. Message. Fake. Map. Safari. iTunes. Music. Video. Photo. iBook. iTunes. Twitter. Facebook. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay,
settings.
And it'll be the same deal again.
Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Facebook. Heading. Facebook. Facebook Incorporated. Button. Installed. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, so again, you can tell that I've actually installed the default Facebook application.
Settings. Button.
That's the settings for Facebook. One finger flick to the right.
David Woodbridge.
Okay, that's my Facebook account.
Allow these apps to use your account. Heading.
Okay, allow these apps to use your account.
Calendar. On. Contacts. On. Update all contacts. Button. Photos and usernames are automatically updated for Facebook friends. Choose update all contacts to temporarily provide Facebook with email addresses and phone numbers from your contacts to update photos and usernames for all matching contacts. Heading.
That's it. So basically you control what apps can use the Facebook information. And again, if this was the first time you were using this particular setting, you would again put your default account password in for Facebook and authorize it with your main Facebook account. Okay, so two fingers got to come back.
Settings, heading.
And the last thing we want to check on is our notifications center. So I'm just going to touch the screen in the middle.
Twitter, button.
I'm going to do a three-finger flick down to scroll the screen up.
Rows 12 to 21 of 45.
And again.
Rows 4 to 12 of 45.
And one more time.
Rows 1 to 9 of 45.
Okay, now I'm going to touch towards about a third of the way down the left-hand side.
Personal hotspot. Off.
And
then
one
button.
Finger flick to the right.
Carrier. Do not disturb. Notifications.
Okay, there's
button.
Notifications. One finger double tap.
Notifications. Settings. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Notifications. Heading. Edit. Button. Swipe down from the top of the screen to view notifications. Do not disturb. Button.
Okay, that's do not disturb that I covered in another audio demo.
Sort apps. Heading.
One finger flick to the right again.
Manually. Selected. By time. In notification center. Heading.
Okay, and this is what I've currently got in my notification center. So one finger flick to the right.
Weather widget.
That's my weather widget.
Share widget.
Okay, now share widget is actually the widget to post to Facebook or Twitter. So that's the thing that actually enables the sharing and the edit filter to come up under your notification center. So I've made sure that's currently turned on. And if I now press the home button to go back to my main home screen.
Settings.
Okay, touch my status line at the top.
1:48 p.m.
And
status bar item.
And do a three finger flick down to, of course, to bring up my notification center.
Notification. Gosford. Currently 17 degrees, high 19, low 13. Current
okay,
condition, mostly cloudy
right.
Day. Post to Twitter. Button.
Okay, so I've got an option now that says post to Twitter and one finger flick to the right.
Post to Facebook.
Post
button.
To Facebook. So let me just do one for Twitter. So one finger flick back to the left.
Post to Twitter.
One
button.
Finger double tap.
Tweet. Text field. Is editing.
Okay, so I'm in the tweet field. So of course I'm using an iPhone 4S. I'm going to come down and find my dictate button.
Dictate.
And one finger double tap on the dictate, and I'm going to say what I'm going about to tweet. Just doing some more iOS 6 demos in preparation for the launch this week. Two finger double tap.
Inserted just doing some more iOS 6 demos in preparation for the launch this week.
Okay, that sounds fine to me. Touch towards the top of the screen again. Come out of the on-screen keyboard.
Just doing some more iOS 6.
Okay, and I'll do one finger flick to the left.
Send. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Send. Dimmed. Messages. 9 new items.
Okay, and I've just posted to Twitter as the tweet that's just been sent. And of course, you basically do the same thing for Facebook. So that's a really cool way of actually being able to quickly post to Facebook and Twitter in iOS 6, remembering that you've got to have those Facebook and Twitter accounts set up and the sharing widget in your notification center on, which I believe is on by default, so that when you do the three-finger scroll down from your status menu to get to notification center, you'll have the post to Twitter and post to Facebook options ready to go. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.